Good evening, this is KD2AIT, next control for the Black River Valley Service Set. My name is Jeff. The set is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boom Lens Radio Public Theater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Your computer is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomerang, Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All safaris welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Break in at any time during emergency traffic. Boomerang Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, July 21st at 7 p.m. in Dodge Pratt, Northern Mart, Lake Greenstar, 106 Cotter Street, Boomerang, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. Amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomerangart.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any echoing stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in via Echolink from Oneonta, New York. Good evening.
KD2 FPM. Kevin, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Just trying to unwind here a little bit. Just had a quick downpour that ran through the Oneonta area here within the last half hour, 45 minutes. So looks like we're going to get probably, I'm going to say, just under an inch of rain. I'm going to go out and double-check my rain gauge here. Had about 7/10 of an inch of rain since midnight last night total. So I'm going to double-check that rain gauge, see if we actually hit the one-inch mark. So, just chilling out here, relaxing. Spent a little bit of time with my dad over at the nursing home earlier today. Took him out for some yogurt at the Sweet Frog here that's in Oneonta. It's a neat little joint. Pick all the flavors you want for yogurt, and then you go and get to pick the toppings you want. And then they charge you, I believe it's 45 cents an ounce. So, yeah, it's kind of cool. So, yeah, I had some fun with them. So, well, I tell you what, I did not see any other stations in the queue, but if you want, I would say double-check just to make sure someone else didn't come in behind me here on Echolink. I will say 7-3, and I'll stand by. This is KD2FPM. Back to net control.
Okay, Kevin, I'm glad you got to spend some time with your father there. Always good to do on Father's Day. Spent a lot of time with my kids and family today, and the one thing they give me on this day is peace and quiet. So every Father's Day, they all pack up and go up to the Enchanted Forest and let me hang out and unwind a little bit. So it's kind of nice that we have dinner later. Anyway, yeah, the queue, it looks like there's nobody else on there but you. So thanks for checking in, and this is KD2AIT. I will now take calls from regular members and guests.
5AOW, good evening, Jeff.
N5AOW, Bill, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Not much, but I'll tell you what, we did pretty. Had to clear my throat there, I'm still... We did pretty good. We came out on the plus side here anyway with the weather. I know George had forecasted for thunder showers and heavy rain most of the day, and my God, I'll tell you what, we had a pretty fair day out of it. We got a little sprinkle here and there occasionally, but sunshine at times, and then just cloudy, but temperature was good and it turned out to be a nice day, so that worked out pretty good. And I got some things done that I didn't expect to because I was planning on a rainy day. So everything worked out in the end. So 73 to all, and back to you, Jeff, N5AOW.
Oh, all right. Yeah, we only had a couple of quick showers come through. I mean, I don't even know if you call them showers. They're just real fast. Real fast events, you could have just stood out and it wouldn't really got wet. So, but other than that, we didn't really have much rain here either. So, Then they're saying maybe Tuesday we'll get some. We'll see what happens. All right, well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening up there. Oh, I meant to tell you that I was up at the Crown Plaza there up in Lake Placid and all that golf up there. You would have liked it up there. I don't know if you've ever been up there or not.
No, I can't recall being there, Jeff. You know, the one thing I wanted to check with you is the time. I reset my clock. I found the one when I normally go online with Annette was probably about 4 minutes early. I'm showing 9:06:52 right now, and I was just curious as to what your time reads.
My time read right now is 9:06. Let's check something here. I would go by my computer clock. Yeah, and it syncs up with the Windows time server automatically, you know, several times in a day. So it tries to, which is, you know, that one syncs up to the atomic clock. So that's, in my house, that's the only clock I can trust for time, it seems.
I know the feeling. I get, well, 1 o'clock reads one thing, and then, of course, you go around the house, and they're all a few seconds off. But, yeah, I just, you know, I didn't want to start too early, but I didn't want to start late either. And I'm just about ready. It's 5:07:08. It's turning 5:08 right now. So, yeah, I got to calculate that, so I started on time or whatever. A little bit later, a few seconds later is okay, but sometimes early doesn't always get the worm. So anyway, back to you. I took too much time already, Jeff. You have a good evening. N5AOW.
Hi, Bill. Well, another hint there is when you hear the echoing say connecting, you know, it's just that phone says, that means it's 8:58 by my clock. That one's also synced up to Windows time server, so that I had that script set up to connect to the Echolink 2 minutes before 9 o'clock. So it started, you know, it sets up the automatic recording of the net and all that. All right, well, yeah, you would like it up there. I'm not a golfer, but I must have met about 1,000 of them. And that's all it is. It's a golf resort there, but they had a really good rate golf season this time of year because, you know, it's late for Lake Placid anyway, but for that hotel, they had a pretty good rate. Anyway, all right, thanks, thanks, Bill. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, out this morning, and like I said earlier, every Father's Day, my Father's Day gift usually is that the family kind of packs up and heads up to Channing Forest normally. And, you know, that also happens to be the first, they have a special event there on Father's Day. You know, the local families get in cheaper or something. I don't know what it is. It seems like everybody's up there on that day. And they leave me at home alone, so I usually catch up on any shows I have recorded, any movies I want to watch, and I just take it easy all day. And I pretty much did that most of the day, and then I ran up to camp and just kind of puttered around up there a little bit, and then me and the wife went out to dinner. So it was a good Father's Day, and I enjoyed it. I hope all the other fathers out there also had a good holiday. And back to work starting tomorrow. Hi, this is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins? Well, it's a quiet one. Everybody must be doing their family thing. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, hearing none, I'm not closing the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the 52 whatever one you use. I thank Kevin and Bill for checking in tonight. Say 53 is anyone listening in. This is KD2AID, clear.
This is KD2FPM. I will be clearing from this frequency, and I would like to thank you for use of this repeater and the Echolink. Hopefully we'll see you guys tomorrow night. 7-3, KD2-FPM is out.
Traffic and emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic. All stations are welcome as always. Stations can help you.
At 5 AOW, getting the jack.
This is N2WPX, good evening.
N5AOW, hello Bob, N2WVX, hello Dennis, and I don't know who was running the net tonight, but I didn't make it in time at all tonight. I got tied up on a telephone call here trying to order some traffic. Okay, thank you both for taking in, looking for any additional stations, with or without traffic. Thank you both for taking in, much appreciated. 7-3 is to both. Have a good evening and good day tomorrow. KA2007.